Starting in August this year, the Lord was ready to scourge and destroy this people for rejecting him, by not being prepared to build the temple, not being Zion. He required that I come to this land quickly and atone for the people. The atonements have come to such a severity that I'm taken right close to death. It is a heavenly justice administered. And my ladies, at the right moment, are called to assist me. And through their tenderness, and in their wifely, womanly ways, are able to revive me. I am not to go into the hands of the medical people, or they would destroy me. But the Lord has appointed that my wives, who are filled with the Holy Ghost, help revive me. As that eternal heavenly justice is completed. The Lord showed me in August that he was taking me right to death in these atonements. I would use my ladies as quorums to do this work. Here in this revelation, as three ladies stepped forth to assist me, I went through an atonement, and they did so. You can show the tissues. This revelation was given. And here you will listen to the Lord's words naming this ordinance of heavenly comfort. And this is what you haven't understood. This is an ordinance in the celestial law that the wives of the prophet perform. The ordinance of heavenly comfort in the atonement sessions, the heavenly sessions. These three ladies stepped forth and assisted me. And at that time I was very low. They have to be wives that are close to me, that know how to be a wife. Know how to touch with the heavenly touch. Be a comfort. Many women thought, oh, sexual relations are so wicked. It's been so bad to be tempted that way. We only want to have a child and we'll never touch it. I'm telling you, celestial morals is to do all you do through the Spirit of God, your touch, your words, your all. Be directable. You don't allow the sexual contacts and desires to rule you. But you become a comfort and strength and receive comfort and strength. And you have to know how to be excited sexually and to be exciting, to administer that comfort and strength. And you have to be able to assist each other. And no one just stands around. Everyone assists. And you have to be prepared to be trained to do this. Against the time I would need your help. The Lord's help through you. So listen carefully. As the Lord intended that my ladies, all of my ladies, be trained. And he has been merciful to give us his own word through his own presence. Three ladies present. Verily thus saith the Lord unto you, my servant Warren, at this time I accept of these, my daughters, who are a part of thee in the new and everlasting covenant. And I confirm unto thee that I have called upon them, through thee my servant, to administer to thee in the ordinance of heavenly comfort, and to be a heavenly strength at the time of need, when I, the Lord thy God, require of thee to go through an atonement. And I will be with thee, and will empower these, my faithful daughters and others, whom I will accept, to to administer. How? What must you have in you to be with me? Through my heavenly gifts, comfort and strength. And as they seek unto me, I shall be with them, and they shall feel the heavenly joy in administering to thee and assisting one another after the order of the celestial kingdom. And thus saith the Lord unto my daughters, thy wives, who shall assist thee, humble yourselves, and forever sacrifice your false traditions, and know that I, the Lord, am with my servant, and guide him, and will guide you through him in righteousness, how to be a strength and comfort after the order of the celestial kingdom. And you, my daughters, the wives of my servant on earth, must seek. This is your mission. This is how you abide the law. This is how you accept me and the celestial law. You must seek for the heavenly gifts and powers, and sacrifice all your selfish desires, and come unto me, thy Savior, and be empowered with the heavenly gifts. I'm in a session and I call for you. I often will have you touch my hand, or my head, or my foot. And your spirit will be discerned. The Lord will show me if he allows you to stay in the room. If you're not ready, you'll be sent out. Only those the Lord names can be with me. Because I cannot allow people to be present to their unbelief, or selfish feelings, or jealousies, or fears, or they would drive away and offend the heavenly powers. The work the Lord has for me to do is just too important to allow emotional wives to be with me. Or doubting wives, or fearful wives. Only those who are prepared.